Rob Blackett, Tiger Tiger.
I don't know if you know anything about racing. His form's great, but I'm only running him in his distance range. Like, I'm not someone that would play a flanker in the middle. He can definitely win.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Tiger Tiger, he's been clocked off at the 100 metres, and he'll walk as easy as he likes down to the line to score by close to 5 lengths.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. We had Geelong Cup yesterday and we're at Ballarat today.
Can we just say congratulations to our man Jimmy Dalton. Prepared a beautiful track.
I'll take your word for that.
Okay.
Well, he told us that yesterday.
I know, but we saw it and we saw it play.
You just wanted to see the striping, didn't you? You just loved the striping.
I'm telling you, he is the new star of turf preparation along with Nick Stubbs.
Nick Stubbs, you're putting him in the category.
Well
you better, you're pumping him up. You might as well. We're at Ballarat today.
Nick, good morning.
Morning, how are you going?
Going well. We've pumped you up, so you make sure you give us some really good conditions here for today.
A bit of pressure now.
Yeah, exactly.
So the track's panned up this morning at a 5.31. We've got it rated as a good 4. It's been pretty blowy overnight, and it's meant to get to 21 degrees today, and the wind's sort of meant to keep up. So might dry out as the day goes on, but at the moment, yeah, we've got it rated as a good 4.
Okay, and what about the rail for today?
Rail's out 5 metres, so we raced 2 weeks ago in the true position, and so we've just moved it out 5 metres. A little bit of wear and tear out there, but it's pretty even across. Just they raced off the fence a bit last meeting, so that shouldn't be too much of a factor.
All right, terrific. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. We'll speak to you again soon.
No worries. Thanks, heaps. Have a good day.
Good on you, Nick Stubbs, track manager at Ballarat. I'm surprised you didn't ask about the striping.
Well, we didn't have time. 5.31 is the penetrometer. I would have liked to have gone into that.
Righto. I'll take your word for that. Troy Corstens is he's one of our heroes around here on the early mail. He's back with us on a Thursday morning. Good morning, Troy.
Half, how are you?
I'm well, mate. How's yourself?
I can't complain. It's a nice, quiet morning down here at Flemington and a bit overcast, which is not too bad.
Right. Is the beard still running? We're still running with it?
Yeah, I have got it. Yeah, the COVID beard. It's still going. I give it a trim up yesterday, which was quite enjoyable. I've never done that before.
All these new experiences we're having, Troy. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I know. COVID, it's amazing what it's done. You've got to take the positives out of the negatives.
We're growing every day. You got 5 for us today at Ballarat. The first of those is in race number 3. Number 1, Far Too Tempting. It's been very, very close in the last 5 runs through this campaign, but hasn't been good enough to just get on the line first. What do we do with Far Too Tempting today?
She's ultra consistent. She's out to $15 today. It's a tricky little field, but she always just seems to find one that's a little bit better than it. I still think she can put a race like this away, and I thought she would have by now. So just a little bit disheartening with her. I think I really want to see her stand up today and see where we go from there.
All right, that's race 3, number 1, Far Too Tempting. Race 4, number 12 is on debut. Ravaged Award is a Seamus Award filly. Has she shown you much?
Yeah, she's a promising filly that I've got a lot of time for. I really like her. She can still do a little bit wrong half, so she needs to get it right to be able to put them away today, but I think that she can.
All right, that's race 4, number 12. Did I see $8 up for that? Did I see that? I think I did, Troy. $8.50 the early markets, if you don't mind. $8.52.80, so we'll come back to that. Race 6, number 11, Defiant Diva is in action again. Out of barrier 12, second up today. Were you happy with the first up run?
Oh, look, it was a touch inconclusive. I thought she went through the line quite nicely. And out to the 1,400 today will suit, but the barrier is going to force us to go back a little bit. Hopefully TO can get a little bit of cover and finish off strongly.
All right, that's race 6, number 11. Then race 8, you got two. You got 6 and 7, Canadian Gold and Licciardi. What are we going to do with these two today?
Canadian Gold was excellent. First up at Sale, she was really good, and she's come on since then. And Licciardi's racing so well. She just didn't get any luck last start, and she was really looking for the 1,200. So they're both going particularly nicely, those fillies.
Rightio, I'll get your best shortlist. What's that tomorrow night? We ready to roll?
Yeah, looking forward to it. I can't wait. She's drawn a bit sticky, but I would have loved to have drawn inside. But anyway, we'll leave it up to Ollie. He's the master at that sort of stuff, so he can fix that part.
She's good enough to win it?
Yeah, she's definitely good enough to win it. She just needs a little bit of luck.
Right, we'll take your word for that. I'm on towards that, so I'm hoping that's right. What about your best today, Troy?
I'm going to go with Canadian Gold. I think she can step up today.
Canadian Gold, race 8, number 6, $5.50 at the early market, to tab.com.au. Have a great day, as always, mate. Go get them.
See you, sir.